This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickbrandt on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot rolling. Today is Saturday, December 21st, 2024. We are on the Liberty News Radio Network, and I'm on TikTok. If you are on TikTok, follow us at 7-5 Radio on TikTok. Those on TikTok, listen to us at libertynewsradio.com. Good evening, Walter. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for waking me up.
Not a problem. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great, brother.
Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department. Also, New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and all those listening on Long Island, especially in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, our first order of business is to remember those members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Detention Officer Isaiah Bias of the Ellis County, Texas Sheriff's Office, end of watch, December 16, 2024. His killer is still in custody and facing charges of capital murder, but he's still alive, unfortunately. Also, Sergeant Elio Diaz of the Charlotte County, Florida Sheriff's Office, end of watch, December the 15th, 2024. His killer is DOA. And Sergeant Rick Finley of the McNary County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office, end of watch, December 14th, 2024. His killer is also DOA. Had a few more holes he ended with than we started that morning. Also, we want to remember Detective Wenjin Liu and Detective Rafael Ramos, New York City Police Department, end of watch, December 20th, 2014. These two heroes were the first casualties of the war on cops. Some disgusting human being named Ismael Brinsley drove up from Owings Mills, Maryland to Brooklyn and assassinated these two heroes while they're enjoying a break, while on overtime, 5 days before Christmas. Anyways, with these two officers, that's when I decided to take it upon myself to read the names of members of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Anyways, these heroes were failed by the people of the city of New York and America. We did nothing when Obama and other politicians were calling cops stupid, telling America that they had to have the talk with their black son when interacting with the police. New Yorkers did nothing when the street garbage were calling for putting wings on a pig and saying pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, while disrupting traffic. New Yorkers did nothing, and then look what happened. Well, start with you first. What's your feelings on the 10-year anniversary of Detectives Liu and Ramos and the war on cops?
Well, you know, it's a day that many people in law enforcement need to just recollect and remember how difficult it is to be a cop anywhere, let alone in a big city like New York. you know, when we were in, you remember, Mike remembers, I remember, you know, you pretty much sit and duck. You know, when you're driving by, you know, we're sitting there, you know, you got a bright blue car and it's a target. I think everybody needs to take a little, you know, moment or two and just close their eyes and thank goodness that they went home that night and understand what the families go through when you don't go home at night.
Right.
Never prepared for it.
Right. never prepared. And then I was on doing the political cesspool. We weren't prepared for it. Sean Bergen texted me one day that Saturday, told me what happened, and we had to hijack the show. Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you. You have some more personal interaction with this situation. Go ahead, take it over, sir.
Thank you. excuse me. I was working that day. I was actually working in a squad that day. I was out with another detective when it happened. We were canvassing for video for like nonsense grand larceny case, and it came over the air. So we obviously, you know, you know how it is. 10-13 comes over, you're hauling ass. Pardon me, but you know that's what happened. So we get there right as they had just been pulling away with them in the vehicle. You know, it's we get there, the sun's starting to go down, and here's the turret lights are going on the RMP, and there's their vest, there's all the blood everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's the most surreal thing you'll ever see. You know, I'll never forget that. And we were there obviously for quite a while afterwards, doing the video canvases and witness interviews and helping kind of put the pieces back together again on what actually happened and who, what, where, why, all that good stuff. But it was an absolutely surreal scene. And every single cop there, I don't care what rank they were, whatever else it was struck by it, because you can see yourself sitting in an RMP with your partner eating meal like it was a CRV post. You know, we've all done those a bajillion times. You've sat in your RMP eating dinner with your partner how many times, you know, and this guy came up behind them, took a shooter stance, and shot directly through the back window into the car. They had no chance. None. And it was really sick. And the whole thing happened. You're right, because it was de Blasio, along with a lot of other politicians and national figures, were demonizing the cops everywhere they possibly could. And they set the sick bastard on a collision course. It was just a really, really awful day. And it was, unfortunately, not the first time I had to work a cop shot case, you know, as an assisting detective. But, you know, and it wasn't the last either, unfortunately. But that one definitely sticks out in my mind. Awful day.
Right. Right. And anyways, but in the past decade, the families of these officers prospered. The Ramos family started a foundation in honor of their patriarch, Rafael Ramos. And then the wife of Detective Lou gave birth to a beautiful baby girl fathered by Detective Lou. At the time, Mike, why don't you take it away? How did the Mrs. Lou give birth to a baby girl? Go ahead. Take it away.
They had preserved some of his semen prior so that they'd have it for future use if she wanted to, and she was able to be inseminated with an egg for her egg fertilized with his semen. They actually inseminated a couple of years after his death, and so he was able to have a baby girl, even posthumously, which is pretty amazing. And, I mean, if you ever met the families, they're absolutely amazing people. You know, they really are very, very sweet people. Russell Timoshenko was killed in the 7-1 when I was in the academy. Russ, from what I understand, was a great guy. I met his parents many, many times. Wonderful people. You know how you meet so many survivors of the Shield when you're on a job, you know, and unless you're in that community, unless you're actually experiencing that community, I don't think people realize what it truly means. You know, how great of a loss it is, how tremendously huge of a loss it is, how much it's felt, you know, even by those communities you're policing that supposedly, you know, where everybody says, oh, the community hates you. They don't. They feel it as much as you do. I can tell you how many times that you do the candlelight vigil for Timoshenko or for other precincts when they do it on a day to death for their officers or whatever. You know, you go to the location where they were killed, you have the vigil. You'll see community members of all kinds come out and just stand there in solidarity with you for these guys and girls. So I don't think people realize how truly, you know, important it is and how much it actually does matter, especially in those communities like that.
Right. But anyways, real quick, the war on cops still continues on. Those listening, civilians, email your elected representatives, call your elective representatives, tell them that you're sick and tired of these heroes getting killed on the job. You're sick and tired of the cop bashing. Now nobody's going to take the job, and the people you got are just bomb of the barrel. Go to the city council meetings, donate to organizations. And, you know, if you see that cop out there, buy that flat foot a cup of coffee and tell him thank you. Well, Mike, anything else before we go to our first commercial break? Well,
No, I got nothing. You know, Mike said it all. You know, if you're not,
right.
You know, you're never ready for it. But when it happens, you know, you go like a bat out of hell and get there to try and help do something.
Right. Right. Something. Yeah. But and you know, another thing that these officers working overtime because, again, the cops are still underpaid. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Fannie Willis, Supreme Court Justice moonlights as a Broadway actor, Cat Williams, the worst movie ever, and Christmas. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Mr. President.
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object. I lived for 4 months in Asheville, worked at the VA hospital, so I have fond feelings for Western North Carolina. But the thing is the reason why we won't do this in a responsible way is because the Senate voted to send all your money to Ukraine. I mean, they voted to send $200 billion to Ukraine. I've been all over the mountains of Appalachia when I ask people, would you rather that your senators take care of you here in Asheville or here in Pikeville, here in Appalachia? Would you rather them send your money to Ukraine? I don't get anybody wanting to send a penny to Ukraine. Look, you can have all kinds of sympathy in the world for Ukraine, hostility towards Russia being the aggressor nation, but we don't have the money. We're $2 trillion in the hole. Interest this year is going to be $1 trillion. And as far as passing this, I'm willing to let it pass today. He's going to object to passing his own bill today simply because it gets paid for. I'm willing to let the bill pass, but take some of the fluff and boondoggle subsidies from the Green New Deal and put it into here. The money's sitting here. We put it into here for disasters. We help Asheville today.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stant with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt. Well, Donald Trump's not even in office yet, and he still keeps winning. This Thursday, a Georgia appellate court disqualified Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from prosecuting Donald Trump with his voter fraud or voter election interference case she brought forth in the 2020 election. And we couldn't be happier. Honestly, I think that Fannie Willis should not only be thrown off this case, she should be thrown out of office, and she should be disbarred in the state of Georgia. But you know, it's bound to happen, and hopefully whoever gets the case from another county just absolutely drops it, because there's nothing. Because right now, you cannot, I repeat, cannot charge a sitting U.S. president. So, I mean, it was a nothing burger case to begin with. So, of course, she's being embarrassed. But I think she'll eventually be a senior legal analyst for CNN or MSNBC. Mike, what say you about Fannie Willis getting thrown on her, Fannie?
It's not surprising, right? I kind of expected it to happen. They're clearing the path. They're getting rid of her. They're going to get rid of this case, but they got to get rid of her first. That's what they did. They cleared her off the case. Now they're going to kill the case. It's going to go down in flames. All those indictments will be dropped. All that stuff will be overturned. It'll be gone. So they're just clearing the path now. They're getting the field ready to clear the path for this, because they know they're done. They know they overplayed their hand and it's over.
Right. Because, again, Trump won, so... I mean, they got nothing there. Well, what say you about Fonnie Willis and Nathan's Famous?
You know, she's too stupid to be embarrassed. You know, she had any sense. You know, she'd tuck her tail between her legs and do the right thing and apologize to the bar and to the court for the shenanigans that she pulled. And also, she should come clean on the White House contacts. And,
oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And who's pushing it? It was just, you know, they talk about laymen getting in trouble. But, you know, these people that are, you know, consider themselves all of a sudden prestige because they have a big job. Well, they're just another person with a job. And when they get into the political realm of their job, they just get stupid. And that's exactly what she did. She got stupid. She had herself a little boy toy. And she gave taxpayers money to her boy toy. And the guy wasn't all that smart either, you know. You know, I guess about, you know, Nathan's hot dogs down in Brooklyn. But she, you know, Fannie just, I believe she followed in her father's footsteps. Because if you remember when her father testified about the money that she kept in the house, it's a black thing. Okay. It's black. So he's had an excuse all his life, and she's learned from that. So I think Fannie should be disbarred from Atlanta, and she needs to have some type of accountability besides being taken off the case. There has to be some accountability.
Right.
A suspension would be nice, you know, in the least. That would be nice. And as far as the Nathan's Famous, you know, he needs to come clean also. You know, I don't care if they were doing their thing. I really don't care. Point is that, you know, they were in cahoots, and he received money because of who he, you know, was frumping.
Right.
And it's just a shame that, you know, that's the way it works. And it's worked like that before, and it'll work like that again. However, you got to be careful these days if you're going to be thumping each other. Big Brother's, it was just a cliche, Big Brother's always watching. Well, Big Brother is watching now. I mean, there's cameras everywhere. Everybody has a camera. So, you know, that's why she's too stupid to be embarrassed. She got caught as defiant can be, on the stand, you know, yelling and pointing at the judge and such. You know, it's just, you know, she's just a moron. She's a disrespectful, well, I don't want to say that word, but she's just disrespectful.
Right. Kind of
arrogant.
But yeah.
She's arrogant. You know, she's arrogant. She overplayed her hand. She thought she had the backing of the White House and she was going to be able to do whatever she wanted. And she got caught out there and they let her hang for it. Rightfully so. And it's all going to go down in flames. I think the White House stuff is going to come out too.
Right. Let's hope when Kash Patel gets in, everything comes out. But, you know, we talked about this in March. Actually, Heather Powers McBride, our March 16th show, our St. Patty's Day show, probably one of the best shows ever. I mean, Heather just absolutely knocked it over the fence and onto West Addison Street the way she just destroyed Fannie Willis. But anyways, anybody have anything else before we move to our next embarrassment of a human being?
You're going to talk about yourself?
Talk about myself. You see, like I was telling you guys off air, you guys are just jealous of all my success and the things I have and accomplished in my life. But anyways, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson participated in a Broadway play called And Juliet. I guess it took place after Romeo offed himself. Death of the Salesman, this play is not. But anyways, I'm really not sure what this play is about. But here she is just acting like an absolute buffoon in this buffoonish play. If you go on the website, Anthony Brian Logan is the only TikToker, I'm a TikToker, YouTuber out there that actually showed a lot more of the clips and whatever the news showed. And during the clip, there's a guy who doesn't know if he's a guy or a girl or something like that. It's just confusing, but just absolutely embarrassing. You see a Supreme Court justice just in this horrendous play acting a fool. You know, I remember when justices would give guest lectures or speeches or teach legal classes, but now we're doing woke Broadway plays. Well, what say you about the Justice Brown Jackson doing a woke play?
You know, you got me on this one. I don't know anything about it. I just don't know anything about it. You got me.
Okay. Mike, I'll turn it over to you. What say you about seeing a Supreme Court justice, one of the most powerful people on the planet, acting a fool in this this car wreck of a Broadway play?
Car wreck's the appropriate description. There's no decorum. You know, there's no decorum in that. Like, you have a certain expectation of these Supreme Court justices of being these super highly intelligent people, these expert jurists that understand the Constitution and the application of law, and then you got this buffoon up there making a complete ass of herself, and it's just a mockery. I think it's a mockery of the court. It's a mockery of her position. You know, I think it's unbecoming.
Right. I mean, doesn't the Chief Justice put any guidelines like, hey, make sure you don't make a fool of yourself. Don't be caught wearing a sequin-colored G-string at a pool party or get caught in a house of ill repute or some other foolishness. It's just absolutely just embarrassing. I mean, and then the media goes after Clarence Thomas because supposedly he took a vacation to somebody's nice house. I digress. But anyways, we go from one embarrassment real quick to comedian Cat Williams. He was doing a show in Phoenix, Arizona, when a heckler told Williams that he was in Mexico and to F America. Now, Williams gave a geography lesson, told the guys that Phoenix was a part of Mexico. Now Phoenix is part of America, and started screaming USA. And I really like Williams' work, his stance and everything. He's a funny comedian, but he really speaks the truth. And he was in this venue just screaming USA, giving the guy the business. But, well, what say you about giving the people the business that don't like America?
You know, Cat Williams is making a better name for himself than it was in the past. But yeah, he's in no holds barred now. He's really dishing it out to, and rightfully so. It's good satire. He's not lying. He's not making it up. You know, it's not like other comedians, like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and that other character, the one with the funny ears that took over David Letterman's show. I don't even know his name. Steve, somebody. And, you know, he's I think he's doing very well at it. And I'd pay to go see him.
Right. He is funny. Mike, are you surprised Cat Williams is still alive? With forget what happened to Phoenix, just outing all these other people, including Puffy, years before Puffy even got arrested.
No, I mean, it'd be kind of hard to kill that guy, right? Because he'd make it kind of obvious. But listen, the guy's been honest for a long time. He doesn't pull punches. He is who he is, you know. And, you know, I think he represents most of America now. Like, you're sick of having your country trashed every time you turn around, someone's trashing your country. Like, okay, you came here, you know, you're benefiting from being here. You're benefiting from all the good things here, but you're going to trash it. At the same time, it's the stupidest thing in the world. I think people are fed up with it, and I'm glad he said it. I'm glad he stood up and said it and told to put this guy back in his place.
Right, and real quick, he said it at the after the heckler, he said, listen, white people just told black people go back to Africa. I was like, we don't want to leave. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the worst movie ever, my situation with the Washington, D.C. Police Department, and we celebrate Christmas. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Environmentalists trying to force the feds to release images of dead orca whales and other marine mammals entangled in commercial fishing nets off the West Coast.
Activists filed suit in Alaska and California after the government allegedly failed to honor multiple Freedom of Information Act requests. The Washington-based conservation group Oceana seeks the images as part of a campaign to raise public awareness about the harmful effects of trawl fishing in federally managed waters. The group has long complained for tighter controls on such fishing, which involves large boats dragging massive nets on or near the ocean floor. Rich Thomason reporting.
California regulators approving a controversial proposal to delay the closure of the Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Facility, that the site of the nation's largest known methane leak. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve barely rose last month. That a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices also ticked up just 0.1% after 2 months of outsized 0.3% gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just 2 times in 2025, down from 4 in their previous estimate.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks employees on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two companies to recognize them as unionized workers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Freewater Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Freewater, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of 3 generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakebrandt. This next segment's a twofer. I had the misfortune to watch one of the worst movies ever made on planet Earth. It's called The 6888. Talked about how these group of black females joined the Women's Army Corps during World War II to deliver mail to the front to our boys on the front line. But it's based on a true story. These women were able to get mail to our boys on the front line. You know, they're delivering mail at Normandy Beach. However, on flip side, 2024, the U.S. Postal Service can't deliver a letter 23 miles from one point to another within a reasonable period of time. So the grandchildren, great-grandchildren of these ladies of the Women's Army Corps can't deliver a flipping letter 23 miles away. So anyways, but back to this movie. It's called The 6888. The 6888 was a battalion of black female soldiers in the Women's Army Corps. And this movie was written and directed by Tyler Perry based on true events. And I just watched this, and this is like the worst war movie ever. I mean, this made Delta Force look like Saving Private Ryan. You have a black commissioned officer in basic training pushing boots. I'm like, okay. And then the same commissioned officer is now leading these women to deliver mail to our boys overseas in Europe. And at the same time, you have this three-star general obsessing over this group of black females when, again, this is World War II. He's got other things, bigger fish to fry than worry about women getting mails to our boys. But it's just an absolute abomination of a movie. Everybody had a Southern accent, including the characters from New York and Philadelphia. Every white guy is like a fat redneck with a Southern drawl. I think Tyler Perry really has a thing against white men, especially from the South. He loves black women because the main character is like a superstar. She was portrayed better than Audie Murphy in the movie starring Audie Murphy called To Hell and Back. But just absolute. I mean, how far we got? We went from like Battle of the Bulge. What's some other war movies? To Hell and Back, Hellcats of the Navy. All these other great World War II movies, Midway, and now Pearl Harbor. Now we got 6888. Well, what say you about a movie about black women delivering the mail?
Well, you know, first off, if anybody ever makes a movie that looks like you just turned on the BET network and they say it's based on a true story, You got to believe it's partially racially motivated, which I think most people that have a half a brain are really getting tired of this crap. God forbid, these days we come up with a white entertainment network. Of course, we'll call it WET, but that's besides the point. We have to, you know, when you do movies like that, it's degrading, number one, I believe, to the people that they're trying to portray. You know, like you described it as, you know, they showed the army as just a bunch of, you know, fat Southern talking rednecks. And that's not the case, you know. although the times were different 80 years ago, and to portray a movie in such a fashion as you've described it, that's what everybody's been trying to get away from the past 15 years. And some people still just have to pound it home. Some people still just have to pound it home. I'd like to see the true story. I'd like to see Army records. I'd like to see the true meaning of what the movie should have been. instead of making it, like you said, as you put it, they were offending, you know, generals and just being trashed by white trash army rednecks. You know, a movie like that shouldn't be made. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Well, another scene, these women were sitting in a movie theater, and the white male soldiers had to stand in the back because the place was packed. So a enlisted guy, E7, whatever the E7 rank is for the Army, I forget, he actually did not salute this commissioned officer, but called her the N-word and walked out. And I was like, yeah. Even back then, you know, regardless of rank and color, whatever, you know, an enlistee is going to salute that commissioned officer, no matter how much they despise him or her. Mike, you also served in the U.S. Navy. What's your feeling? What's your opinion about this this dumpster fire of a movie?
It's woke garbage. It's just garbage. It's not factually accurate. It's not historically accurate. Listen. For every guy on the front line pulling a trigger, you know, there's 18 people behind them, keeping them supplied, supported, and everything else to be able to do that. So, you know, by all means, we should salute and recognize the unsung heroes, so to speak, right, that don't get all that recognition, the people in the back that take care of these things. Without a doubt, you know, they're as much an integral and important part of the mission as anything else. But this is just a woke piece of garbage. It's not even remotely accurate or true. I mean, it's a complete distortion of fact. It's the same woke crap we've been getting from Hollywood and these idiots for a while now.
You're right, but I mean, take American Sniper, directed by Clint Eastwood. That movie came out 10 years ago, made like $300 million. That's Eastwood's highest grossing film he's ever made, because people love a hero, a real American hero. Like I said before, Audie Murphy, the most decorated soldier in U.S. Army history, he became an actor when he got back home. Top Gun, the sequel, 30-something years after the original, it made almost like $1 billion, because, you know, people want to see, you know, Americans want to see American heroes do American hero thing. Now, granted, these women did deliver the mail, so they had a hell of a job trying to sort this out. It was a big mess. And they did their job, but, you know, it's like the, you know, next thing you know, you saw the commanding officer of this troop storming Normandy Beach. But again, it went on Netflix, of course. It wasn't released by a studio. I doubt it would have. It would have bombed. But, you know, we go from women delivering mail and, you know, during World War II, they can't deliver a flipping letter 23 miles, so I had to send another parcel through Federal Express. It cost me more to ship it than the document's actually worth. And there's no accountability. You know, people say, "Oh, we need national health care. We need the government to do this. We need the government to do that." You know, we got Social Security. It's about to go broke. They can't deliver mail, and they keep raising the rates. And then you say, well, why don't we go down to 5 days a week? And the letter carriers raise, holy hell. Well, what say you about our horrendous postal system with everything else that the government runs?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you an example, okay? I've been living in my home for 21 years now. Okay. I bought the house with an address, you know, a number and a street. And I've lived telling people, you know, when they were coming to visit me, how to find my house, because it's not on GPS. You're not going to find it. So all of a sudden, I wasn't getting mail, and I'm getting overdue bills. And all of a sudden, and I'm getting letters with my address number crossed out with a new number. So I go down to the post office, right? And they tell me that the original, the number that I go by, the number that's on the deed, the number that's on the title, the number that it's been bought with many times, is actually a rural free delivery number. I don't know if anybody ever remembers Mayberry RFD, but that's what RFD stands for, rural free delivery. Okay. So I say, well, this is the number. I showed him everything. They said, well, no, that's wrong. So they said, this is the number. And I've missed lots and lots of mail because of the stupidity. I mean, if they know it's me, just tell me. Don't send my mail back.
All right.
I missed two weddings and a funeral because of that nonsense.
Jesus Christ. All right, we'll be right back, love. Giving Christmas wishes. Stay tuned, everybody.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we are back. Usually during our last commercial break, I'd be looking at the Instagram account of our 7-5 Radio spokesman, Danella Rodriguez. However, I was staring at myself on TikTok. Anyways, real quick, today Mikey Dowd was doing a live stream on Instagram. He was wiping snow off his car because I take it he's up north. Mikey, you got any snow up there?
We got snow, yep.
So I guess Mikey Dow might be in Long Island. So he's brushing his car off with snow and showing his Florida license plate. So I replied, Mike, well, Danella would help you brush the snow off your car, but she's in Florida. Anyways, follow her at Danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram and also at Secret Danella for those watching on TikTok. And Mike, if you're watching me on TikTok, you'd see me in my sequin colored G-string. Anyways, news of notes. Next week, I will be visiting Mother and Father Stanton. So, it's going to be Amateur Hour, the Dirt Road Podcast. They're going to take over for 7-5 Radio. So, that should be fun. Make sure you listen to these two jabronis do 7-5 Radio. But anyways, it is the Christmas season. This is the show before Christmas. I want to wish everybody, Walter, Mike, Heather, Danella, everybody else with Liberty News Radio, a very Merry Christmas. Also, everybody, all of our listeners, supporters, sponsors, a very Merry Christmas. Speaking of which, check out our website, 75radio.org. Click on the link to Mammoth Nation. We are a Mammoth Nation affiliate. Go on, save you some money. Merry Christmas to Mammoth Nation. This is the reason for the season, the birth of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. But anyways, well, I'll turn it over to you. Do you have any Christmas plans or Christmas wishes for anybody?
No, no. Well, yeah, you know, Merry Christmas to everybody here on our crew. And, you know, I mean that sincerely. The other thing is, I only wish that your kids buy the correct color toenail polish that you requested in your letter to Santa Claus.
Thanks. You know, well, we got like 50 minutes of sitting there and bust each other's balls. But, you know, I make a serious statement. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and you got to bust my chops. Anyways, Mike, do you have anything to add?
I got to agree with Walt. Merry Christmas, first of all, to everybody on the crew, to you guys, to everybody out there listening. Hopefully it's a happy, safe, and healthy Christmas for everybody. And, you know, I'm with Walt. I hope that you do get the right toenail polish color. And hopefully the new G-string you get is, you know, fitting and, you know, the color scheme you're looking for.
Just got to be careful. If you lose weight, they're going to fall out.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, I guess. It's true. It's true. How'd you guys know?
Well, I wore a G-string for so many years, you know.
Yeah, but Walt, you could actually pull it off, man.
Well,
Walt could pull it off. Walt was like a Chippendales dancer.
You know, so.
He was like the guy they put on in between to kind of like comedy relief, you know.
Yep.
Was he comedy relief or was he a dancer or both?
Oh, Walt was the dancer. You were the comedy relief. They brought you out in between to cool the temperature down again because the girls got too hot.
Jesus. Thanks, Mike. I love that.
Anyways, well, I don't know if I'm looking forward to 2025 next year because this year we just we're hitting on all cylinders, including the insults. Our first show of 2025, I'm going to put out our top 10 most biggest accomplishments or biggest news stories for us. And then I'll put the top 10 insults from the 75 crew. Also, Gary Byrne and Charlie Duff are also on the list in terms of insulting me. Like I said before, I think you gentlemen are just very jealous of me. You know, I do live in a spacious and tastefully decorated version of Fred Sanford's house. I drive a 10-year-old car with 184,000 miles on it. What else? That's about it. I host Certified Radio.
We're jealous. We're jealous of that. Yeah.
I owe everybody money, about $30,000 in debt. I live by myself. I got no dating prospects. But
you guys are to the nursing home on Christmas Eve dinner?
No. I'm going Friday the 27th. Wait a minute. Why are we talking about nursing homes? Anyways, Jesus Christ. What positives? I get insulted by Walter and Mike every week.
Listen, you've got a G-string collection that a stripper's club would be absolutely envious of, you know.
Mike, that joke bombed.
The all-new Mail Review.
Yeah, you can see me on Broadway, the new rendition of the play O Calcutta. Now, if you're under the age of 50, you wouldn't know what that is. Anyways, but
tell us about your thing with DC police now.
Oh yeah,
DC traffic.
I got my car stolen by some Utes, and they're driving all over the district, and I have 14, count of 14, notice of infractions. It turns out these guys were trying to qualify for Daytona. So you would think that they have traffic cameras tracking all these cars, taking pictures of these cars, the license plates. They would not only run the registration, but see if it's stolen or not. So my car was reported stolen, and I got 14 different traffic infractions. So I have to go online, or I have to fight it with the D.C. government. And when you go online, it says, like, reason why this case should be dismissed. Either your car was stolen, somebody else was driving it, or other. So right on top, car was stolen. So they know the cars are stolen, but they don't do anything about it because they probably think, oh, some schmuck's going to pay that, you know, $300 fine. But I'm fighting
exactly
the tooth and nail.
Think.
Say again?
It's exactly what they think.
Right. Well, I'm not paying them anything. In fact, you know, they better watch themselves because I will. I'll raise money to hire a lawyer because number one, number two, I don't have the money to pay the stupid fines. But you know, that's your government work, and it's no wonder you know government employees don't want to come into the city and work because they get the car stolen and then they got to pay for the traffic tickets that they're not responsible for. Then you got like some homeless bum playing himself in the subway or overdosing in the subway. And I am not kidding when I tell you these things. Or they got some two, three panhandlers on the same corner panhandling. And the roads are just absolutely deplorable. But anyways, Mike, what say you about my victimization by the D.C. government?
It's not surprising how incompetent they are. You know, those cameras, first of all, I never liked those cameras because, again, you can't really face your accuser. You're facing a camera. You know, the pictures are never clear enough to really show who you really is behind the wheel. So, I mean, and there's so many issues with those things. I feel like they shouldn't be allowed, honestly. They just shouldn't be allowed.
Right. And because I did get a ticket through a camera a couple years ago, I said, okay, well, I want to know when was the last time that the speedometer or whatever measured, however they measure the speed, when was that calibrated, who calibrated, where's the certificate, certificate of the person calibrating it? Because it just might be some douchebag just putting it in. But nope, they said D.C. got smart, passed the law. So I was like, well, you know, whatever it says, it's good to go. Well, what say you about my trials and tribulations with the District of Columbia Traffic Court?
Well, you know, it can always be straightened out. It just sucks. It takes time. You know, they're not going to hold you to it. If you make sure you can prove that your car was out of your possession during the times that it was, you know, they were racing through the streets of D.C. So I think, you know, you'll be in good shape. Just going to break. It's just going to take your time. That's all.
Right.
You know. Is it the front of the car that they took the picture of or the back of the car?
It's the back of the car. Yeah. But my tax is 75 radio, so I got free advertising, whoever's looking at these cameras. But, again, 14 mm-hmm. summonses, 14 different times I had to put the summons name. Why shouldn't be the ticket should summons should be dismissed? And I upload my police report. I had to get a copy of that. I upload my receipt from Lyft. And from the towing company. Anyways, for Walter Yerkue and Mike Rakebrandt, this is Peter Scoop Stanton wishing you a very Merry Christmas. You can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply. See you in 2025.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.